Well, the report focuses on an upsurge in violence between April and August this year, principally in Gubadui and Tambora states in the Western Equatoria region. And it looks at the effect on civilians and details the abductions, rape, looting, destruction of property by the SPLA IORM forces, and also refers to some of the attacks that were carried out by SPLA forces. So it's detailing what happened during this upsurge in violence. And one of the main findings of the report was that nearly 900 civilians were abducted during this time, the majority women and girls, but also men and boys. And what is extremely concerning, and is pointed out in the report, is that many of these people were subjected to rape, sexual slavery. The men and boys themselves were either forcibly recruited to fight or forced to work as porters. So it's a report that really paints a very disturbing picture of what has been happening to these civilians during this upsurge in violence, as I say, between April and August this year.
You just mentioned that some 900 people were abducted. What is happening to the abducted civilians, and are they still held captive?
Well, it's very hard to establish how many are still being held, but it is our understanding that the majority are still being held, and that's why we're making an urgent appeal that they be released immediately. The UN human rights officers on the ground who spoke to victims, who spoke to witnesses, some of these victims were ones that did escape captivity. That's how they managed to get the information that paints this terrible picture. To give you an example, there was one of the victims that managed to escape that described how she had been repeatedly raped. She was tied to a tree and raped by two fighters until she passed out from the pain and the bleeding. So we are very concerned that huge numbers of people are still being held, as I say, women and girls forced into sexual slavery, being repeatedly raped, men and boys being forced to fight or being forced to carry supplies. So that's why the report and the press release we've issued today is making an urgent appeal to the SPLA IORM forces to release those in direct captivity.
What would happen to the military commanders who were in charge of the forces committing the abuses?
The report identifies three commanders of the IORM forces. It doesn't name them, but it has identified them. It is important to point out that the Human Rights Division of the UN mission in South Sudan wasn't able to identify individual SPLA commanders with responsibility for violations documented in the report. But overall, what is really important is to stress the accountability. The report, we are saying it is absolutely vital that there is accountability. And that includes the government urgently pursuing accountability, conducting a prompt, effective, independent and impartial investigation into all the allegations of violations and abuses of international human rights and international humanitarian law in Western Equatoria. And that includes prosecuting all those allegedly responsible for crimes committed, and that includes those in positions of command and authority.
Recently, the UN Special Representative of Secretary General for Children in Conflict said that nearly 1,000 children were killed and maimed since 2013. What is your take on this?
Those are not figures that we in the UN Human Rights Office have. We have no reason to doubt them, of course. But I think what that does underscore is the impact on children. As I said, women and girls, some girls as young as 12 were paraded before the forces to be chosen as wives. The report documents how young boys were forced to fight. And that is why the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, is calling for all those being held to be released immediately. But first and foremost, of course, the children.
And what is the significance of releasing the report now in the midst of the revitalized peace agreement?
As you know, obviously there were negotiations underway for the peace agreement during this period where we documented this upsurge in violence. What is really important is that the report sends a message to the warring parties. The building forces through abduction and forced recruitment, including of children, is a serious crime. It's really saying that you know, it's very important that this new peace agreement that has been signed, it puts the onus and responsibility on the warring parties to to ensure that no atrocities are committed in the future.
And 2018 is the 70th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Taking this into consideration, what is your message to the conflict parties and all people of South Sudan?
Well, absolutely. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights was signed 70 years ago this December. It's a hugely influential document. And we're celebrating the anniversary not just because it's 70 years and that's what we do here in the UN Human Rights Office, for example. It's because it is so important. It is a universal declaration. It's universal. It's for everyone in the world. It's a declaration that in its 30 articles, it sets out the right to life, the right to security, the right to food, the right to health, and many other rights. So for us, this anniversary, for the people of South Sudan and for people everywhere in the world, it's hugely important. What it means is that for us, it is important to keep speaking out on behalf of victims. It's important to keep highlighting violations and also to speak with hope. That I know for the people of South Sudan, it must be in many cases extremely difficult, but it's really to take this founding document that was signed in 1948 and to say it is possible to make human rights the foundation of all that we do.